Operation Skyhook, an annual event held in Pine Bluff, Arkansas by the Black Pilots of America. Black pilots fly in from all over the U.S. for competitions, fellowship, meetings, to engage the community, and expose young people to the field of aviation. And they give free plane rides to the public. We got to attend Operation Skyhook and met several pilots while we were there. And now, Zipporah Mundy conducting an interview with Black Pilot of America member, Mary Wooden, a pilot.
We are here at Operation Skyhook, and I'm talking to Mary Wooden. Tell us about what you do. I'm excited. You're a pilot. How long have you been flying?
Well, I got my license when I was 19 years old, and that was in 2009, so I've been flying about 8 years now.
Now, how did you develop an interest in flying at 19?
Well, I really was looking for college majors. I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. And you open up the course catalog and you look at the A to Z list, and aviation was near the top. So it was something that really captivated my interest. And I knew that I'm born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I knew that I would be able to come back home and get a good job. So that's really what kind of drove me to pursue a career.
Do you regret that decision?
Not at all. It's been a great ride so far, and I really enjoy, you know, my time in the airline industry.
What do you love about flying the most?
Probably the freedom. A lot of the flying that I do, you can go where you want to, when you want to, take off and land yourself, and you don't have to rely on anyone. It's just you and the airplane and the sky.
Someone else said freedom too when I asked them that question, so it must be really liberating up there. So now tell me about your line of work now, because you work with United, and tell me about that.
Sure. Well, right now, I work at United Airlines. We're headquartered in Chicago, Illinois, but we fly pretty much everywhere. And I work in the pilot fatigue department. So what we do is we work with our pilots directly to find ways that allow them to reduce fatigue. So when you're flying 16, 17, 18 hours, you know, you can get tired easily, but someone's still got to fly the plane. So we work with them to provide solutions. If it's adding additional crew members, another captain, another first officer, adding sleep areas to the airplane, so like crew bunks, or providing them with a seat so that they can actually rest while the other crew flies the airplane. And then also working, you know, with the families to make sure that they understand that when mom or dad has to go to work, why they need, you know, the kids to be quiet and they need to be well rested, since they have, you know, up to 350 people's lives, you know, in their hands. So very important.
That is pretty cool. Now tell me, like, what are some of the reactions you get? Because it's not every day that you run into a Black female pilot. So what are people's reactions when you tell them, you know, you're a pilot?
Most people are pretty shocked. I mean, I like to think it's my girlish good looks, but it's just something you just don't see every day. And so most people, when they think of pilots, they think of average, you know, white, male, middle age, somewhere around, you know, 6 foot. But me, 5 foot nothing, you know, it's not something that they see. And so a lot of them are shocked. But once they kind of get past that shock value, they're really interested and intrigued to see, you know, what challenges, what struggles I went through, you know, in order to become a pilot, and then how I manage that, and then how we can ultimately get more people that look like me into the industry.
So what would you say to someone that looks like you, that wants to, that, you know, might be interested in aviation?
I would say try it out. And one of my biggest things that I like to tell people is that it doesn't have to be a job. There are a lot of people that they're, you know, hobbyists. So they just fly from point A to point B instead of buying a ticket, because they enjoy flying. If you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a dentist, a veterinarian, you can still do that and still become a pilot just for fun.
I got you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, not really. I just want to encourage everyone to learn more about aviation. Like, knowledge is power, and it never, you know, hurts to help. Go out to your local airport. Pilots love to talk about flying. Yeah. So there's a lot of airports, you know, like the one here in Pine Bluff, that, you know, are in local communities, and you can just go out. There's a nice restaurant here, and you can just sit down and talk to people, meet people, watch the airplanes take off and land. Just whatever capacity you can. It doesn't cost any money. Just go out and get involved in aviation.
Sounds good. Mary, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a conversation between Zipporah Mundy and Black Pilot of America member Mary Wooden, a pilot. This interview was conducted during the Black Pilot of America's annual Operation Skyhook fly-in that takes place every Memorial Day weekend. Stay tuned.